I'm Bob Boylan. Before we begin our show, I wanted to tell you about a new podcast that I've been sucked into. It's called Invisibilia. It talks about the invisible things that affect you, that change you, that make you behave the way you behave. It's kind of gripping. It's from the people who made This American Life. It's from the people who did Radiolab. Invisibilia. The next episode's about how your expectations can have a surprising effect on the people around you. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
At one point today, I was just totally grooving at my desk. A song came up randomly, and it just put me in the best mood, and I felt like, I am so alive! It just made me feel so good. And so I sent a note to Bob, and I asked him, what do you think I'm listening to right now? And this was it. It's happening again.
He's de-aging. He's growing younger before our
I
eyes.
Am. Oh, my Lord. I love this song so much.
Oh, he's bouncing.
Of course, it's the one and only Billy Joel. Billy Joel. I know you're a big fan, Bob.
I didn't know what the song was.
How could you not know what the song? You probably sold the hell out of this record when you worked at a record store. Turnstiles?
Selective forgetting.
Oh.
No,
this is incredible.
Not.
You have this... any idea how impossibly difficult it is to play what he's playing at the top of that song? It sounds like three people are playing at the same time, and it's just because his hands are so fast and are all over the keyboard.
I cannot listen to this.
Thank you.
So there was a tweet that I noticed that went out, and it said Bonnaroo is dead, and I didn't quite understand what it meant. And then I went and looked at the tweet, and I saw that Billy Joel was headlining Bonnaroo. And I think that's what they meant.
Elton John is headlining Jazz Fest this year, so 'tis the season.
Well, you know what? It's his big break.
Can you play some music for us?
You want me to kick it? You know, we haven't even said who's with us today, and maybe she should kick things off for us.
Hi, friends.
Hi, everybody. Katie Presley's here. Katie writes book reviews. She writes music reviews for Bitch Media, and she does First Listen writes for NPR, and she's just a general good person. We met at South by Southwest many, many, many moon ago.
Not that. I'm pretty young. Listen, I just dissed Robin's first pick, and I'm already going to play my first diva card, but it's my first time as a guest on the show solo. And so when you have Lars on, he gets a theme song. You play Iron Man.
Yeah.
So I thought it was only right. Don't worry. You don't have to do any extra work. I brought my own. Hmm. But I just thought maybe I could have a theme song.
Right.
Kind of.
I got it. It's right here.
Yeah. Just first 15 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, man. That was the...
Katie Presley is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Magic will happen.
Okay, well, I do like that. I'm not opposed.
It's an illusion, Katie.
I'm a hologram. Graph? Graham. Holograph.
All right, what's your real theme song? F9.
I think it's spelled Lem. Finnish.
It's
didn't know
fabulous.
You were Finnish.
I'm not finished. I'm just getting started.
Good. Let's play some music.
Yeah, let's listen to some music.
That was actually Broken Water. I like that song a lot.
Yeah, they're great.
The song was feminism. But what do you want to play for realsies?
Oh, I get to start?
Sure.
Oh. So my first pick is by The Satisfaction from my hometown of Seattle, Washington. They have a new album coming out in February. It's called Earthy, and in their typical fabulous idiosyncratic spelling situation, Earthy is Earth, I think all lowercase, and then EE at the end.
It had to have an EE
because the satisfaction. So this song is called Recognition, and I realized this after sending it. Today is Oscar nomination announcement day, so this song is particularly poignant. So this is The Satisfaction. It's called Recognition. It is from Earthy.
You believe when you blink, you think that it isn't seen. Your faithfulness, your dedication, but no work goes without
recognition.
You believe when you blink, you think that it isn't seen. Your faithfulness, your dedication, but no no work goes without
recognition.
You believe when you blink, you think that it isn't seen. Your faithfulness, your dedication, but no work goes without
So the way I see it, The Satisfaction has a lot to live up to, and the project of the new album to me is to top the line from the song Queens, which is actually the song that was on All Songs when their first album came out, Sweat Through Your Cardigan. So
that's
for me,
what I'm
it's
doing just, right now.
Right now. So can this album top that? I'm really excited to dive into it. It sounds a little, I don't want to say darker, lower than the first record. And a thing to look out for in particular with this group is a knockout phrase.
There are
hidden,
plenty in this record.
Yeah, hidden in a kind of danceable song. And this album seems to have a little less dance, more intensity, bigger low end. Their voices are lower. I'm really excited to dive.
A
lot of swagger in that, though, even though it was sort of a chill groove.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's like low-key intensity.
Well, I'm going to do up-key intensity because
nice.
I've got Dan Deacon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
So you know how much we love Dan Deacon. And Dan Deacon, we were so lonesome in space. You know about that.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
It was so good.
that Dan Deacon was one of the people we called. And for those of you who don't know, that's okay. But we love Dan Deacon.
Good self-promotion, Bob.
Thanks. No, we did a holiday show. We were abducted. We went to space. And we got lonely, me and Robin.
Mm-hmm. So lonely.
I know. Well, not that lonely. So I'm going to play a song by Dan Deacon. Feel the Light. He's got a new record coming out called Glass Riffer. And this song, Feel the Lightning, is the opening track. In 2007, he did a record called Spider-Man of the Rings. And that record was just Dan. And if you've ever seen Dan, he is a party in and of himself. And then he brings all these people to his party that he's already having.
I've been afraid to go to it. I've never been because I'm afraid.
Katie, we're going.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just the best.
All right.
He had 1,000 people doing London Bridge at the 9:30 Club. I mean,
ooh.
Yeah, no, it's pretty great. And anyway, so after that 2007 record, Spider-Man of the Rings, he went off and did lots of bigger ensemble pieces and stuff. And he just wanted to get back and do a record by himself, that party in and of himself that he is. Mm-hmm. And so he started writing a record. Then he gets a call from Arcade Fire, said, hey, come on tour with us. And he does. But instead of stopping writing the record, he goes and he says, I was mixing and arranging in the green room before sound check, and each night back in the hotel on days off, I'd find a studio and track vocals. When a studio couldn't be found, I dismantled a hotel bathroom ceiling vents with the towels and using all the bedding to turn it into a control room. That's our Dan.
That's how Dan wrecks a hotel room.
He had to go to the room next door and ask him if they had any AA batteries.
I'm going to play this cut, Feel the Lightning. Thank you.
And that's all Dan.
Yeah, all Dan. Even the female vocals are all Dan.
Yeah.
They really, really are. Oh, we love them. Dan Deacon's record comes out February 24th called Glass Riffer. So much fun on this record. Reminds me of a super hyper upbeat early Brian Eno record.
Hmm.
So yeah.
You mentioned that 9:30 Club show that you saw. We also had him on our South by Southwest showcase in 2012 at Stubbs Barbecue Place, and he did a killer show at that. We saw a video of that whole performance online for anyone who wants to
getting the audience to do all sorts of crazy
leapt
stuff
into the audience and got them all doing nutty stuff.
He's coming to the Tiny Desk.
I can't wait. I want to see what he gets everyone at NPR to do.
I'm going to stand in the front and be the person that catches him with my brawn.
I actually have the most appropriate song to come out of that, a space-related song from, Dan's our favorite spaceman, and he was on our space show that we had a few weeks ago. Do you remember what you were doing, Bob Boylan, in 1961, April 12th, 1961?
I was still high off of the birthday cake.
But you were also probably watching the news.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and what was happening on that day?
Well, I was a big follower of the space program. This one was in particular the Russian space program.
That's right. Yuri Gagarin, he was orbiting the Earth then.
The first guy.
Yeah, the first guy. And one of our favorite bands, Public Service Broadcasting, has written a song dedicated to Gagarin. It's called Gagarin. And Public Service Broadcasting, this is a duo that you turned me on to, Bob. It's two guys. I actually don't know their real names, but they go by J. Will Goose, Esquire, and Wrigglesworth.
That's a real name.
Those guys were in my dorm in college.
Mr. Wrigglesworth and Mr. Will Goose.
Oh, man.
There's these two fantastically nerdy guys who just make this killer sample-based music. Live drummer, though. They did a Tiny Desk that we have up, too. To date, I have a little decibel reader, and they are the loudest Tiny Desk we've ever had. Anyway, they've got this new record coming out called The Race for Space, and this song, Gagarin, it is just this funktacular jam.
Funktacular.
I love it so much. Gagarin from Public Service Broadcasting's record, The Race for Space.
This is Moscow. This is Moscow calling. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich.
Cosmonaut. The first to open the door into the unknown. The first to step over the threshold of our homeland. The whole planet knew him and loved him.
Got it.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail for the stars.
One of us was with Yuri Gagarin as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us.
Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
We'll be right back.
just got it.
I love that.
I just want to get down. That is so awesome.
And they did a really, really funny video for this, speaking of getting down.
Oh, it is incredible. It's the two guys. You see them. They walk onto a stage. They put on these space suits. They put on space helmets. And then they just break into this, just the most incredible synchronized dance routine, the two of them.
Well,
it starts off, you're like hey, these guys can actually dance. That's pretty. And then it just gets insane. You know, they're break dancing right. And doing all this, obviously.
Yeah, somebody else has filmed those suits. Right.
You and I think, Bob, you and I need to learn the entire routine and shoot it.
Recreate it.
So, you know, this is a band. So much of their music is sample-based, and I assume these were all just somehow samples that they'd all cut together. But actually, this is all written out. They hired a horn section. This is all them entirely, that song. The album is called The Race for Space. It comes out February 24th. We put the video for the song up last fall.
November,
but I didn't get a chance to play this cut on the show, so
happy you did.
Happy to get that on.
And a great record, great album too.
Yeah, public service broadcasting.
So speaking of a big brass horn sound, the hometown of that sound is New Orleans, Louisiana, which is also the hometown of my next pick. Yes. Segue! Nailed it! My next pick is Kristen Diable. I discovered her 3 years ago at Jazz Fest, which is a yearly jazz and heritage festival in New Orleans, Louisiana, my favorite city in these United States. Kristen is amazing. She took my breath away. She's got this fabulous smoky voice. She can do gritty and pretty at the same time in the same song. She's got a new album coming out in February called Create Your Own Mythology. And I'm really excited for it. Let's listen to Time Will Wait by Kristen Diable from the album Create Your Own Mythology.
Oh, time.
She can croon, she can holler, she can swing, she can do it all.
She can crush it.
She can crush it. That song just blooms. I love a song that opens up, and that song is like summer rolling in after spring. Oh,
that's exactly what I was going to say. When that it starts off, you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that little bass line kicks in, that dum 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 dum.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, all right, strap yourself in.
I was grooving. For those not in the studio, I was really grooving.
I also grooved. Bob, did you groove? No. Bob didn't groove.
So that was Kristen Diable. Kristen is, as I mentioned, from New Orleans. She didn't used to leave Louisiana very often. She toured relentlessly in Louisiana. She would occasionally go over to Nashville. But this album, I think, is the one that's going to propel her. It's produced by Dave Cobb, who has worked with Jason Isbell and Sturgill Simpson. I think this is her year. I think she's going to take off.
What she probably, though, can't do is throat singing.
Touche.
Yeah, right.
Touche.
I mean, I just... Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. So Tanya Tagak is a throat singer, an Inuit throat singer.
Oh, awesome. I just wrote about her for Bitch. Yeah.
And she is, I saw her a handful of years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago at Global Fest, the festival that happens in January that we just talked about on the last show. Her album has just come out as a U.S. release. It's an album that won the Polaris Prize. Mm-hmm. Second reference to Arcade Fire, this show. She beat out Arcade Fire at the Polaris Prize amongst others for that prize.
That's right.
She
gave a very controversial acceptance speech. She she went after PETA because PETA went after her because she encourages Inuit hunting of seals.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she writes a lot about politics. She sings... in ways that you wouldn't think was humanly possible. It really is otherworldly. I'm going to play something, however, that is not completely representative of Tanya, but by the end of the song, you'll get an idea of who she is. She opens a new record, Animism, with a cut by the Pixies, which is a cover tune. And she sings it pretty straight, and you think, oh, this is she's
right,
nice.
I know what this is.
I like this. Mm-hmm. And then not.
Yep.
So
you
let's
still
do that.
Like it,
yes,
but...
that's right. Another World Happens. I'm going to play the opening cut from Animism, the Pixies cover song called Caribou.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you picked that.
And that's just sort of a taste. That ending where you hear her is just sort of, I'm going to randomly just like give you an idea. I'm going to just randomly go into another cut and just see what this Tanya Tagaq can do with that amazing voice of hers. One person.
Don't smoke.
Yeah, listening to this Don't album, smoke. When I listened to it the first time, I played a game in my head, human, instrument, or machine. She marries her voice really fascinatingly and I think beautifully to the instrumentation and the production on that album. It's extraordinary.
When you see her sing, like you know what the human mouth can do, you know what the voice can do, and then you just can't even understand that some of the sounds that she makes is actually coming out of one person.
She's so dynamic as a performer. She moves her whole body. As you can imagine, it takes a whole body to throat sing.
It reminds me of Yatka, are they Tuvan?
They're Tuvan throat
singers. That we had on the show, and the first year that I joined All Songs Considered, the album that I think was Alden Dashka, I think was...
Did we play like a Led Zeppelin cover or
something?
I think
we did. Yes. Alden Dashka was the record that had the misfortune of being released on September 11th, 2001. But that year, I discovered that band after coming here to All Songs Considered work. And, you know, this year we mentioned on a couple shows back, this is our 15th birthday for All Songs Considered. We
Happy
turned
birthday,
15.
Y'all.
Still trying to blow out the candles.
Years old. And every Thursday we're doing these Throwback Thursdays on the website. We are just sharing memories and highlights from the past 15 years. And on this week's post, we answer the two questions that I get asked the most, which are, what's Bob Boylan really like?
He smells great.
He smells just like a flower. And how on earth did you get that job? So we figure we'll use this birthday year to just finally put it all out there. It's all on the website if you want to go read How to Get the Greatest Job in the World.
With a great essay by Robin. I will plug you for you, friend.
Thank you. If length is any indication, then it is very good because it is quite long. But no, Yatka, what an incredible group, and she was too. I guess I get to take us out on Jackson Scott. Jackson Scott was this musician we first discovered, or I did, a couple of years ago. He put out this awesome, so awesome, lo-fi record called Melbourne. In 2013, it had, among other things, this super creepy but also very thoughtful tribute to the children of Sandy Hook. The song was just called Sandy.
Oh, right. Whoa. I remember that.
And I get to take us out. I've managed to mention 9/11 and Sandy Hook.
In one monologue.
Anyway, but I love Jackson Scott's aesthetics and his production. It's just these very crunchy, blown-out guitars and, you know, woozy rhythms and spaced-out melodies. And it's just very crunchy and wonderful. He's back with a follow-up record to Melbourne. His new record is called Sunshine Redux. And the song I want to take us out on
is called
Pacify. You know, I think the last couple of years, he's a really young guy, and I spoke with him about the song. Sandy did an interview for the site about it, and very thoughtful kid. And in this song, it really feels like he's feeling the weight of the world, or he has these last couple of years. He sort of wavers between complete cynicism, where he says everybody and everything's a lie. And then at another point, he recognizes that he's part of something much bigger and mysterious, and he says, just put a bullet in my ego. And I love the song so much. Pacify, it ends on a great woozy jam. I can already tell you this record will be on my top 10 for 2015. Absolutely.
Calling it.
I'll call it now. I don't know where on the list.
I'm writing it down because I'll hold you to it.
That's right.
Sunshine Redux from Jackson Scott, and the song is Pacify.
Great to have you, Katie Presley.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Be there. Thanks, Bob. Here's Jackson Scott.